Does anyone know how to get a bat out of a chimney? I'm asking for my friend Chris. He's the bat stuck inside my chimney. Are we rolling, Mullet?
Yeah, Red, we are rolling.
Oh, welcome to Loser Lee's Wrestling. This is the news you can't lose, where we cover the news between December 20th and December 26th. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with
Mullet Jaswal.
I'm just Josh and Alia. Mullet's not here today. He's dealing with some personal family things, and we all love Mullet. Everyone in the LLW community loves Mullet. We're sending our love, positive feelings, positive stuff. Well, positive stuff will come of it, I'm sure of it, because I'm putting all the positive energy in there. But I digress. Make sure to follow Mullet at MulletJaswal1 on Instagram. Make sure to follow also a great company, Tabasco Sass, Tabasco_Sass. They're making great stickers and content. It's great stuff. You should all check it out. But while you're at it, follow Loser Lee's Wrestling. Why don't you? Please, God, follow Loser Lee's Wrestling at Loser Lee's Wrestling on Instagram. And send us emails at loserleespod@gmail.com. For the future mailbags with Mullet. But let's just jump into this because we have so much content to cover. A lot of stuff happened this week. Let's just jump into it. If anyone's watched TLC this week, I sure didn't. Bray Wyatt was set on fire. In the main event, Bray Wyatt faced Randy Orton, and he was set aflame in a Firefly Inferno match. Apparently the match was so-so, but I saw the pictures of him being set on fire, and that was pretty cool. That was pretty fun, and that's stuff you could do in the Thunderdome without, you know, obviously seeing them douse them out and stuff like that. They're able to do it safely and have some cool effects. I like the idea of that type of situation, that type of stunt work in the Thunderdome, but that will be erased once people are allowed back in, which I'm very excited for once we all get vaccinated. Good stuff there. Even though the match, I don't know. I haven't seen it. But that being said, we're moving on. We're moving on. WWE is planning a Lucha Libre show, a Lucha Libre specific heavy show, which I think is fun. It'd basically be an NXT Mexico, I believe. I believe that's what they're thinking about. Cool. I like the NXT brands right now. I like NXT. I like NXT UK. I'm curious as to what this would look like, and but I'm excited for it. I think that's really cool. But only time will tell. Time will tell what that leads to. Moving on. We got Raw Legends Night. There's a Raw Legends Night coming up. And usually I'd give that a big yawn. But it turns out there's a return in there that I'm very excited about. And it's not a return. He's showing up. But Carlito will be making an appearance. And this is, I think, the first time he's making an appearance since his father was inducted in the Hall of Fame, and I am very excited about this. I'm normally excited. He's 41 years old, and I think he could still go. I think he's got a run in him. I don't know what he would do. The landscape is very crowded up there. I don't know what kind of impact he could make, but I just miss him. I miss that character, and I miss that guy. Here we go. Some AEW stuff. I've talked about a lot of WWE stuff, and I feel sickened by it. We got some AEW Impact stuff. Omega, Kenny Omega, Carl Anderson, and Luke Gallows are reuniting to face the Motor City Machine Guns and someone else. I actually didn't even see who they're facing. But basically, they're reuniting, and they're going to be forming this at the Hard to Kill, Impact's Hard to Kill. Cool. I think that's fun. I hope, I would love for the Good Brothers to head over to AEW. I don't watch a lot of Impact. It's kind of hard for me. It's kind of hard to watch Impact for me, especially when there's not really an audience. But I'm excited for them, excited for that turn of events, and hopefully more fun things come of it. We have a lot of news items. I'm just barely getting started. We're four in them. We've got a bunch more. Okay, number five. Here we go. Trademark dispute over the Stone Cold name. Apparently, there's a guy named Chris Jones of the Kansas City Chiefs. He goes by Stone Cold Jones. Fun name. He's starting a soda company, or he's working with a soda company called Stone Cold Sodas, and WWE's upset with that. And I get it. You know, by the way, I know nothing about intellectual property, and I'm not going to pretend I do. But I don't know. Sometimes it's not very fair or fun. Like, how long can you hold on to a name or a moniker? Stone Cold Jones, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah, like, I get it. I get the similarities, but it's also, you know, 20 years ago. So I don't know how I feel about it. There's a dispute. The Stone Cold Sodas wants them both to be able to use it. WWE wants them to stop. It's interesting. I guess it's interesting. If Moat were here, he'd be like, yeah, I have nothing to say about that. It's fine. And that's fine. And I agree with you, Moat. I agree with you. Bless your heart. Bless Moat. Lord God, Heavenly Moat. That's what I like to call him. Moving on. Tony Khan and Tony Schiavone appear for the third straight week on Impact Wrestling. And they're talking trash about it. Tony Schiavone has a great line in there where he's like, AEW is the only company, wrestling company, not led by a carny, which is very true. Very true and very interesting. The only reason I bring this up is that Tony Khan is getting very comfortable in front of a camera, which is making me nervous. I like his capacity right now where people mention him and it's known that he's the owner, but I do not want him to be a character on the show. And I feel like this storyline is going to end up causing him to be a character on the show. And, you know, I guess I'm in the middle with it. I don't like non-wrestlers appearing, non-wrestler wrestling personalities appearing on my show. I feel like he's fine for this role and only this role. I just don't want it to start appearing on AEW. Let's all hope that doesn't happen. Next up, Big E has become the Intercontinental Champion. He fought Sami Zayn for it in a Lumberjack match, won, and which is cool. That's his second time winning the title. But I don't know. I see him as being bigger than the Intercontinental title. I feel like he's right in between world title and Intercontinental status. Even though I don't watch WWE television at all anymore. Like, you know, I'll pop in for every now and then. But the New Day gimmick, the New Day characters, they're so big and they're so... you know, they're the biggest characters on the show at times. I wish that they would treat it as such. And I don't mind the idea of there being a comedic main eventer, you know, like, and also he could be taken seriously. Who knows? What am I talking about? But like, he's the IC champ. Good for him. Good for that guy. Moving on. Daniel Bryan's contract is ending soon. Daniel Bryan's WWE contract is ending soon. And he wants to become more of a part-time wrestler, full-time father. He's got a kid with Brie Bella. And I think that's good that he wants to become a part-time wrestler. And I also think that's interesting because I want AEW to scoop him up. Because you could be a part-time wrestler in AEW. I know he's making a lot of money with WWE right now. But boy, the matchups that we could potentially have with Daniel Bryan on AEW roster. And he would, man, just him versus any champion that they have going. I would love to see him versus Kenny Omega. I would love to see him versus, I'm trying to think. Who else would I see him on? I can't even think of AEW wrestlers. I watch it every damn week, and I can't think of a single person that I'd want him to face. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? Boy. Oh, all the elite. I would love to see him versus Cody Rhodes, and I never got that. I think that would be a very interesting matchup. Yeah, but whatever. Red, I get it. Can't remember AEW wrestlers when you're on the spot. That's terrible. It's terrible. And you like a lot of AEW wrestlers. You love AEW wrestlers. Moving on. We got Trent of the Best Friends has a torn pectoral, maybe out for months. We wish Trent from the Best Friends all the well wishes. I wonder what this is going to mean for Chuck. Chuck Taylor, one half of the Best Friends. I like him more as a wrestler than Trent. Nothing wrong with Trent. They're both great. I just I lean towards Chuck. I wonder what this means for him. Maybe becoming a singles competitor. I don't know what... It's kind of weird that their entire gimmick is the fact that they are friends with each other. I don't know what you could do with Chuck. Because he really doesn't have much of an individual personality. You never really see him talk. Anytime he's talking... Like, Trent talks a lot more than Chuck. I've seen him on Being the Elite a few times, and he's really funny. I don't know what could happen with it. Well, honestly, just thinking about this right now would be interesting that he'd be a good Dark Order member. You know, you lose your only friend, your best friend, and he's no longer riding with you, and you just need something. This is the perfect time for any cult to pick someone up when they're vulnerable. You know, like I think Dark Order grabbing Chuck right now and making him something of a single superstar would be really cool. I think that'd be really cool right now. I don't know. Think about it, AEW. I know, Tony, you're listening. TK. All right, moving on. Apparently, Jericho nicked some of Top Flight's ideas for their match this past week. AEW Dynamite, Jericho and MJF faced Top Flight, and I think the best match of the night. And I think it's because Jericho nixed some of their stuff. I'm all for, you know, making sure the new guys express themselves, and they did. They did a great job. I feel like that was a smart move by toning it down and making it more of bringing it to Jericho MJF tastes, because it was a great match. The Top Flight is new, and they want to get all their stuff in all the time, very young bucks of them. And this was a great opportunity for them to be able to tone it down a little bit, tell more of a story. And I think it was a great benefit to the match and great benefit to the show. I feel that Jericho should work with all of the rest. He needs to work with the Young Bucks and tell them what's what. Like, I'm not a big Jericho fan as a person, but as a wrestler, he understands. He understands wrestling. And Dave Meltzer tried to equate Jericho nixing some of their ideas to old-time vets nixing some of Jericho and Lance Storm's ideas, which is good. You have to have someone that's able to filter. You know, like, I equate new wrestlers to being Vince Russo. You need Vince McMahon there to be like, no, that's nonsense. That's nonsense. That's too much. I'm not saying that they were the perfect team, and God knows they weren't, but they were better together. Moving on, Sean Spears has been removed from the AEW roster online. He's also deactivated his social media. Awesome. Outstanding. They're really going with this gimmick. He went on AEW Dynamite this past week and had an interview with Tony Schiavone where he said that he's just tired of trying to find a gimmick for himself. He's a great wrestler and a great character. He came in hot as hell, and now he's kind of floundering, and he doesn't want that to happen again. I love this. I think, well, I don't know what's going to happen with it. I don't understand what's happening with it. AEW has a habit of giving me something really amazing to get me excited over and then having it just flounder away because they don't know what to do next. I hope Sean Spears has longer plans, because they really do give the controls to the wrestlers. I hope he has some good ideas of where to go to next. I assume he does, because... I don't assume he does. I don't know him as a person, but I hope he does, because this is pretty fun. This is real fun stuff. Sad news, some sad news here. Danny Hodge passed away at 88. Pro and amateur wrestling, Hall of Famer, all-star, cool guy apparently, passed away, unfortunately. 88 years old, long life. And the wrestling world mourns. I have never seen a Danny Hodge match. I am going to, though. I'm going to look it up. No matter how grainy and how slow and peddling. Is that a word? Peddling? Like for slow? No, there's a different one. But I hope everyone gets to watch a match. Hopefully there's a good one I could find out there. But blessings to him and his family and to JR. He's hitting hard. It's hitting him hard. Moving on, we've got the last article. Speaking of JR, good old Jim Ross. He came under fire, maybe not under fire. He started some controversial comments talking about AEW wrestlers doing too many, basically shoving all the moves in at once, and the stupid spot where they all huddle outside the ring and catch somebody, which I agree with. Do I agree with him saying it on his podcast? I guess I do, actually, as well, because I'm assuming he tells people in person as well. He's not someone that kind of shies away from speaking his mind. They need to hear this. They need to hear this. But recently he said on his podcast how no one really approached him about it. It's really just bluster online. And hopefully they listen. And actually it seems like they are. AEW referees are paying more attention to the rules, or are trying to make it seem like they do. And I am noticing more spots where people are ending matches in a faster fashion. That doesn't have to be 20 minute matches each time. You know, like, you could tell a really good 10, 12 minute match. Dustin Rhodes and Evil Uno did it, and they could do it again. Wow. What a whirlwind doing the news by yourself. I miss Moet. I'll tell you that much. I miss my Moet Jaswal. Please send your love over to Moet. Follow him on Instagram. Follow him on Instagram, MoetJaswal1 on Instagram, and like all of his pictures, like every single one of his pictures. We can't wait to have Moet back on the show because he's the lead. I'm the supporting actor. He's the lead. Gosh dang it! Please, all the good things. Follow us on Loser Leaves Wrestling on Instagram. Make sure to review our podcast on Apple Podcast. I guess maybe you are reviewing it. Actually, you know, I only check one place, so, and none of you are listening it to it on a Apple Podcast, so maybe you don't. Yeah, it's not your fault. It's not any of your faults, but if you do use Apple Podcast Review, please, thank you so much for listening to Loser Leaves Wrestling, the news you can't lose. My name is Red Jefferson, and we'll be back for AEW Woos and What's of Dynamite. That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun this week. We got some fun stuff, but thank you all so much for watching. I'm going to get off this before I just continue rambling. Have a great day. Bye-bye.